Pesach, any of these days, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th of Adar, lo pachos v'lo yaser. No less, no more. Krachim ha-mukafin chom ha-bimosli Yehoshua ben-Nun, cities which are enveloped with walls from days Yehoshua ben-Nun, karim b'chamishu, so they read on the 15th. Kfarim b'yoros gedolos, villages and large cities, Karim Barbosa, they read on the 14th. Ella, however, Shakfar Magdim Liyom Aklisa, that catches the villages, they can read the Megillah earlier on the day when they all come to the marketplace in the large city, because they simply don't have Bali Kriya in their own towns, and this is the way for them to read earlier. Rabbi Ela and Shimon Barba both said, B'shem Rabbi Yochan, Ksiv says, to sustain these days of Purim in their times. Matam lor bizmanem. Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yosef, and Machlokas. Rabbi Yoina mar liten lem zmanim acherim. It was instituted in the Megillah itself by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah that there be other days. And that, in fact, I believe, is the sheet of the Bavli. In other words, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah made these other days besides Yudal and Tezvav. Rabbi Yosa argues, Rabbi Yosef Zmai Shkovlem Chachomim. It said they didn't actually make days, but they left a loophole. They said a Chachomim wanted sometime to come and tamper with it. Chachomim can come and tamper with them. It's Chachomim's prerogative. Veilin, what are these days? Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav. That's a quote from the Mishnah. Oredo says, Yerushalmi, Oredo, Yud Vav, Yud Zayin. Maybe it's, how do you know? Maybe it's also 16th and 17th day of Adar. Revo B'Shem Elezer said, no. It should be Lo Yavor, V'Lo Yavor. It says that these days, the point of shall not pass is an extra Vav, V'Lo Yavor. One second. Lo Yavor, it's Lo Yavor, means it cannot pass. That's it. The day of Purim is last. They test Vav. They can't go beyond test Vav. Okay, that's the last possible. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzhak, that's what, the Gemara is going to repeat the same thing, just that instead of being Nei Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman says, B'Shem Shmuel. Nei Shmuel, Lo Yavor, Lo Yavor. The extra Vav teaches us that it's no longer today, you can't pass the day. There are other yourselves here, different ways of learning it, but that's the easiest way of learning it. Oein el achivas here says, well, okay, maybe it's the 9th and the 10th. Who says it's the 11th, 12th, and 13th? So Shmuel Bar Nachman Sherbiyanasid said, Yomim en ksiv kan el kayomim. Doesn't say days, give it as many days as you want. It says, like the days. Ten yomim keneged yomim. Days means the kayami means take days which are similar to the days which exist. How many days exist? 2 days. Down Tezvav. Take another 2 days. What are they? The 11th, the 12th correspond to the 14th and 15th. So it says the Gemara. Wait a minute. What about the 13th? It's yesterday. Right. Why not the 12th, 13th, through 12th and 13th? Yom Shlosh Asar, not a fast day, Yom Milchoma. That was not a day for reading because it's a day of war. That's when they waged the war. So it says, Chayomim Asher Nachu Bohem Ayudi Meim Amisonim, right? It says, Ukmochu Mochiach Atzu Shem Bonicha. It says the day of rest is the day in which you read the Megillah. They didn't rest during that day, right? They were fighting, right? So says Amar, okay, if that's the case, may I tell Yikubo. So why is that Mishnah say you can raid on Yud Gimel? Says the Greek Yav, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Tezvav, Tezvav. You just gave me a very cogent argument why you should not be allowed to read on Yud Gimel. So how can we allow you to read on Yud Gimel? So says the Gemara, it's an interesting drush, interesting perspective. The fun of Akrav Korin, Bobo ain't on Korin? What? You read before and after. You're not going to read on it. This is not in the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't go into, but here it says, you're right, theoretically you shouldn't read on Yud Gimel. So we go back to Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, right? Mm-hmm. But now, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis you can read. you tell you don't this far, you can read. So you got to be able to read on Yud Gimel. So actually, through the back door, Yud Gimel got in as a Dana Lane as well. Which obviously is Chachomim. I mean, if the Anshe Gedolei HaGedolim made it that way, there'd be no room to have to go through these contortions. Obviously, Rabbanan are the ones who made these contortions and said, well, we're going to give it to the 13th day as well, the day as well. Says Moro, Eino Ela Teshiva Siri. Says Moro, who knows? Maybe instead of making 11 to 12, making the 9th to 10th, and then you have a block of 3 days in the middle when you can't lane it, right? Which is to be able to do 9th and 10th, but and then the 14th and the 15th, and then you won't do the 10th, the 11th, the 11th, 12th, and the 13th. So it's more so a variant on the same drosha. Kayomim, like the days. Yomim, shei smuchim, yomim, they have to be days which are adjacent to the other days. Yomim, shei smuchim, so it says more, okay, yomim, shei smuchim, yomim, if their days were adjacent to Eino Ela, Eino Ela, Shisho, Sarvashiva, so maybe it's the 16th and 17th, they're also adjacent. So it's more, no, we erase it and Ram Rav. You can't say that. In other words, you cannot pass the 15th day. Tani b'shem Rabbi Nosson, the name Rabbi Nosson. The entire month you can read the Megillah. Now, actually, the Yerushalmi here is missing words. The Torah and Shurushanim brings down. It's not. By the way, it's Kol Chodesh Kosher Kriyas Megillah. I don't believe it's in the Bavli either. It's the Rishon Mischish, probably Paschal this way. But it's brought down to Rosh Hashanah Rishon. The Rishon had the Girsa and the Gemara, which is necessary, that the entire month of Kosher for Kriyas Megillah for over a drachim, for people who are traveling. In other words, for people who live in villages, they only have Yudav, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Tesvav, Tau, Tesvav. For people who are traveling, they have the entire month.
Even to the end of Adar?
So it says the Gemara. Not the whole month, literally, but the whole month until the 15th. Now, that which you said you could read in other days is only the Megillah. But the meal you can only make on the 14th, the Chamisha, so the 15th, and you do not distribute the matzonos levyonim on any other day other than you down tesbov. Now, there are Rishonim who argue and say you can distribute on the other days of the Yudal Tesbov. But so the Ravid here, the Amud Yerushalayim here, brings on a Ravid. The Ravid's girsa is that it was the difference. And when the Kriyas Megillah was in other days, Kroski Matanos of Yonim on other days. But he said the Rabbis Girsa was Bizman Hazeh, Ein Korin Ve'en Mechalkim El Yudal Tezvov. Today, we only read and we only give on Yudal Tezvov. In other words, the entire Mishnah no longer applies in our day and age.
It's Magdim Leom Aknisa, we no longer actually rely on it. Wherever we are, we read on Yudal Tezvov.
Actually, you can give to poor people anytime.
No, Matanos Avyonim can only...
Specifically, Matanos Avyonim.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Right.
And the rabbi says that even with regard to Ovri Drachim, then, too?
No, probably not. Probably not, but the Kfarim. The Kfarim he's speaking about specifically. So, in any event, because I know it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Ovri Drachim Malacha.
The Shahs are not to make a bracha, but that there is an inyan of Kriyas Megillah earlier.
So in any event, so if Ein Mechalik L'Anim El Barbos or Chamishos or Ein Anim Shanim Tluyos El Barbos or Chamishos or because Anim are looking forward to the 14th, 15th day, that's when they think they're going to get the money. Ask the Gemara of you El Kriya Ve'El Suda. Now the Yerushalmi asks according to the Ritbaz. The Baz explains the question that let's say that it should always be that the Suda has to be on 14 and 15, but you should be able to lane Megillah even if you're in a big city anytime you want, or at least from Yudalf and on. How do we know that you have to also do both the Kriya and the Suda on Purim proper, if at all possible? Rabbi Chelba and Rabbi Chuna B'Shem Rav said,
Nizgarim b'kriya v'nasim b'suda. Right? Now, they have to be, the day of Purim has to be itself nikra v'naseh. Nikra v'naseh means both the kriya and the suda have to be done on the Purim itself, if at all possible. Now, here comes an amazing, stunning Gemara, at least from my perspective. Zosomeris, this teaches us, Shemegilas Esther nitno lidorish. You can darshan the Megillah. Now, realize what that means? I mean, all of Navi and Ksuvim, you can't darshan. You can't, what does it mean you can't darshan? The type of drushes which you make a chumash, like here where we're darshaning Nizkarim v'nasim, that the shot in the words is going on, Nizkarim v'nasim is not just pashup shot, but also mentioned and made, but rather also drushen. Nizkarim is Kriyas Megillah, Nasim is Suda. Before we had Lo Yavor for Lo Yavor, we darshan the extra Vav. Teaches you can't go past Tezvav, right? So that's Chumash type drushes. And the Gemara is saying you can't darshan any Sefer Navi, any Sefer Ksuvim, except for Megillah. The Megillah was intentionally constructed to be a safer susceptible to drushes. It was an amazing concept. Isn't it amazing?
So that
it
was dictated by
Hashem? No. They made it, though. It wasn't dictated by Hashem, but they embedded code in it, which makes it suitable for drushes. It wasn't written by Hashem, otherwise it would be part of Chumash. But it was obviously embedded with the same type of code as Torah, and that's, it goes on to say, Rabbi Chabo and Rabbi Azbashem and Rabbi said they're correct. Nemar Khan Divir Shom Vemis, it says about the Megillah that the words of peace and truth. Benem El Alan, it says about the Torah itself, Emes Knev Al Timchor, buy truth and do not sell it. Harei Kamito Shel Torah, it's like the truth of the Torah, meaning the Sefer Torah itself. And therefore, besides this, the following drush is actually brought down in the Bavli as well, but not the previous one. Mazu Tzrichos Yirtu, just like when you really write a Sefer Torah, you have to put lines into it, you know, with this beforehand in order to guide your handwriting to be straight. Abzu Sotu Mazu Megillah Tzrichos Yirtu. They require Yirtu that you put, the sofer puts lines into it before he actually writes it. Now that is in the Bavli too, but this part is not in the Bavli. Mazuni no lidarish, abzuni no lidarish. You can darshan both. You can darshan the Torah speaks Avi, you can darshan Megillah.
Has Eisha Torah tried looking at the codes?
Not that I'm aware of. Well, actually, there's the famous code. One of the most famous codes is one of the Megillah. Mm-hmm. A very early one, pre-computer codes. The one about the Aseres Bnei Haman. Don't remember that one?
Yeah,
the Nazis, right. Yes. That when Streicher was hanged, he first said Purim Fest 1947. Yeah. Right. And if you take all the small... 47. Yeah. But if you take the letters of the... the small letters in the Aseres Pnei Haman, corresponding to the 10 Nazis who were hung, Karen committed suicide, it was the 11th, so he doesn't count, the 10 Nazis who were hung, they correspond to, the letters are Tav Shin Zion, which is 1947.
Right.
Okay? So that was way back when. That was, so that's right, so Nidna Lidarish, that's right. Okay? So Abzul Nidna Lidarish. Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchok says, once on the topic, Megillah Shemosar Shmuel and David. Now, we don't have this Megillah. Shmuel and David got together one night when David was reading for Shmuel, and they learned the whole night the halachos of how to build a Beis HaMikdash. Shmuel gave over to David how to build a Beis HaMikdash, and it seems he gave him a Megillah. Megillah means, of course, you know, a letter, how to write it. We, as I say, do not have this Megillah. It's not in our possession. But that Megillah need no lidarish. That Megillah was the future generations of builders of the Beis HaMikdash were able to darshan it in order to learn how to expound how to build the Beis HaMikdash. Right? My time, where Pasuk teaches this, Hakol b'chsav
this is talking about the Shlomo HaMelech. It's talking about his process of building the base of Mikdash. You said it's on Kobik Sab. It was all given in writing. Zua Masoris. That means that when it was given over to me, I could darshan the Masoira, you know, the Ksiv, as it was written, just like a Chumash. Miyad Hashem was given from the hands of God. It's a Ruach HaKodesh. It was given the Divine Spirit. Allah Yiskil. It was given to me with Haskola, with intelligence. Mikach Nitno Li Doresh. We see that he could darshan it. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'boy v'lama le'onu amrin, why don't we also use the words v'tavnis kol asher ha'ya b'ruach imo, and the form of all which was in spirit with him, which sounds like it was written with special ruach hakodesh, says Megillah,
ha'imana ma'u b'ruach b'ruach piv, because there the ruach imo is not the ruach of, with which this Megillah was written when it was given over to David, but rather the ruach of Shlomo, Shlomo's ruach in his mouth, which was his capacity to issue orders properly or to execute things, but that is not a ruach which discusses the level of writing of the actual. Actually, Chomrei says not Shlomo's ruach, but David's ruach, the ruach of Shmuel's ruach that Shmuel told over with his. Verbalization, the Ruach Piv is verbalization. This Megillah to David explained it to him. But Shekol Sharayab Ruach Imo, the pasuk which we quote, the phrase that you recorded previously, that's going on the Ruach Kosh which the Megillah was written, which allowed Shlomo much later to come and expound it, even though he no longer had, of course, access to Shmuel to teach it to him.
So we say the Megillah says it was written with Ruach Kosh.
Certainly. All of Ksuvim was written at a higher level of Ksuv Ruach HaKodesh, one which allowed expounding, like the Megillah given to Shmuel. Okay? In Divrei Yomim. Of Kochesh. Rabbi Simon Hashem, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Krogim Mekoy Mechom and Melch Yeshua Benun Korim Mechamish Osor. 315th. Rabbi Simon Hashem, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Chokul Kovid Eretz Yisroel, they gave Arvet Eretz Yisroel, Shoy Sacharev El Bosanagon, which was destroyed in those days. The Toloso, even though there were no walled cities there, the Toloso Mechamish Yeshua Benun said they gave Kovid Eretz Yisroel, and they made a contingent on those which had walls in the days of Yeshua Benun. Ask the Gemara.
What? Oh, so it went out?
So it says the Gemara, V'yikru, V'tavosav V'yikru ha'kol b'chamish osor. So it says the Gemara, what? Let all walled cities lane from the 15th. In other words, okay, give the Kovet Eretz Yisrael, even though it has no walled cities now, it had walled cities, so include them, and then let all other walled cities lain from the time of, as long as, let's say, their walls the days of Shushan. But why did they require walls in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun? So Rabbi Avod Dorash Yeshiva Yeshiva. It says, same with Darshim Megillas Esther again, right? My Yeshiva Shnemar Lahalon. Yeshiva, it says, in Melachim, Uvnei Yisrael Yeshim Bore Yehuda, that's the carbonator brings down. Avishiva Shnei Markan, here it says, Ayudim Aprozim Yeshim Borea Prozos, Avishiva Shnei Markan, Yemos Yeshua Ben Nun. That's so now here the next words, Yikru Akob Yudal, are very strange. It's not clear exactly what it means. So I'm just going to the Korban Gilin of Prime just deletes them, right, takes them out. The Ritvaz is an elaborate interpretation of it. You see there's a little bit of a long Ritvaz on the bottom, but it's not necessary for us to do right now. Let's just take it out. So Rabbi Yudan Pazi gives an alternate Rosha. He darshans Dorash Prozi Prozos. He darshans the same idea but from a different Rosha. It said Pranamarkan Prozos.
It says Prozos here in Esther. And Namar Lahalam Nuvah Mirea Prozi Harbe Mehod. That says in Dvarim, besides Aray Prozi, there are many cities in Canaan walled cities, and besides in many unwalled cities. So this is actually a better drush, it seems, because it's a gzera shava to a pasuk in Chumash as opposed to a pasuk in Malachim. So ma prazi shnemar la'am mimos Yishuv Benun, just like this prazi is the days of Yishuv Benun, our prazi shnemar kan in the Megillah mimos Yishuv Benun. Now, Tanya Rishon ben Bar Kapora argues. He says, or ben Korcho, Oimer miyemoso Achashverosh. Any city which has walls from the days of Achashverosh is good enough. You don't have to have going back to the days of Yeshua. Omle Rezirus Rabbiosi Rabbihuda said, aha, so what are you going to learn out from Shushan? V'chimanya Shushan Abira Lavo Lekan. How do you want to use Shushan Abira as a source for which cities are going to read on Tesvav? Imi Shushan Abira at Lomit, if you're going to learn from Shushan Abira, it should be Me'ata Kish Shushan Abira. They should have to be like Shushan Abira in all respects. So therefore, Me'ata Kish Shushan Abira, it should be Yikro. Take out the word Al. And all other cities should not read. Now, what does it mean like Shushan? So Gil and Ephraim proposes that perhaps it means there's only capital cities like Shushan, because Shushan was Shushan Abira, right? So maybe only capital cities should read. But you're learning that it's not, doesn't go by Yeshua. You don't like the Gzeres of Kostas, we brought down the Gzeres of Zerah before, say it goes to Yeshua. You want to go and extrapolate from Shushan. But if extrapolating from Shushan, so maybe that's be exactly like Shushan. One way it would be like Shushan would be perhaps if we said that Shushan is a capital, so to all capitals, opposed to provincial cities. The other way to learn out would perhaps be only a city in which they fought on Yud Gimel and rested on Yud Dalet. I'm sorry, fought on Yud Dalet and rested on Tesfot. But a city which, even a walled city which has, they fought on Yud Gimel, rested on Yud Dalet, so maybe they don't read the Megillah on Tesfot, maybe they read on Yud Dalet. But the moment you're learning from Shushan Abira, so maybe, how do you know how many parallels you need to Shushan? If you learn it out from Gzeres Shavah to your days of Yeshua, so it's an absolute barometer. Whatever had a wall then, yes, whatever didn't, no. But if you're learning out from Shushan, so how many barometers, how many common denominators might you need? You do not know. So it says, bottom line is, Atlasa Tanya. We have now three Tanoi. Tanya Kadmaya, the first Tanya we brought down on the bottom, Savar, he holds, May Marmi and Mosi Yeshua Ben Nun. Right? It goes by the days of Yeshua. Tani Achraya, the next Tani, Rabbi Yeshua Bar and Karcha says, Sover Meimar Mi Mosu Achashverosh, from the days of Achashverosh. Tani Achraya, the last Tani, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Sover Meimar Ir, Mikomoko. It's got to be a city. Now, Mikomokom sounds like, Ir Mikomokom sounds like a city. And no matter what reads on Tesvav, it's actually the opposite. Hear me, Komakom, no matter what city it is, it reads on Yudalit, right? Except for those which are precisely similar to Shushan Abira, okay? So no matter what city reads on Yudalit, except for those which are similar to Shushan Abira. The truth is, however, says the one named Seis Oyemer, after all said and done, you'll come out and you'll find that you'll say, Rabbi Yeshua bar Kapo ben Karcha and Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda shneim orvu davar echad. They both learned from Shushan. It's just that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha learned from Shushan that all walled cities from the days of Achashverosh, whereas Rabbi Yehuda learned only those which are similar absolutely to Shushan. But they're both bouncing out of both after Shushan. Elisha zelo amar mitam echad v'zelo amar mitam echad. Each one learns a different way of Shushan, but Shushan is, for both of them, the source text.
Now, the old city of Yerushalayim, where we read in Tesvav, that was built after Yeshua.
No, it was built in time of Yeshua. Sholim. Salem. Yeah, it was. Malki Tzedek was there.
Says more of a tiny cane is actually... Sounds like continuation, but it's not. Some Mefarshim try and make continuation and really go into great pilpul here, but the simpler thing is that to do sugya. Tani, we learned Tasamuch Lekrach,
Venira Imo, something which is adjacent to a city and can be seen together with it. For example, nowadays we're making on all the areas around Yerushalayim because they're adjacent to the old city, right? So they all read on Tezvot.
Some of the Kafanirim and they can be seen together, being together with the old city. Harekha Yetzvot, like the old city, read on Tezvot. Rabbi Aibu, Banagar, Bashir, Rechir, Barbos, said, Kigon, I'll give you a good example. Hador Chamsel, Chamos, in relation to Tveria. It's adjacent to Tveria and can be seen as being together with Tveria. As a Zamora, Lomar Ella, Kigon. He only meant to bring this as an example, because Chamsa Atzma Mukevitz Choyma Miyamos Yerushua Benun. Chamsa itself does have a wall from the day of Yerushua Benun. Minador, where do we see that? Because it says, supposed to be Yerushua. Varem Yivtzar, there were cities of fortresses. What are they? Hatzodim Tzar V'chemes, that's Chamsa, Rekas V'kineris. Hatzidim, that's Kvar Chitaya. Tsar, this Michola, Tsar means that which is adjacent to it. Now, it's not a separate city, but Tsar means that which is adjacent to it. Chamos is Chamsa. Rekes is Tveria. Kineris is Ginosar. So these already had walls. They were already mitzvah at the time of Yeshua. Hey, see, Rabbi Levi asked, Varova Yam Kineris. It says, wait a minute. It says, the Arava, now the Arava here is actually the this is talking about on the east side of the Jordan River, Transjordan. And Aravad Yam Kineris.
You're saying that Kfar Chitim had a walled city at the time?
Yeah.
You wouldn't notice it today.
That's a kibbutz, isn't it? What is
it's
it?
Well, nothing.
Yeah. Sorry.
Ginosar is a kibbutz, isn't it?
It's kibbutz, yeah. I think they have a rubber boots actually. But in any event, it's only for tourists, though.
I stayed in Kibbutz.
The first week it was open. I think it was there for my hometown. It doesn't mean they weren't kosher back then. Okay, but I also stayed at Ginosar. In 69, I think it was, I don't remember. No, it was later than that. It was when I lived in Israel, 73 or 74.
Yeah. In those days, the rubber texture was a little...
No, if anything, it was worse. Yeah. But in any event, I think that it's very texture is very good. I don't know if they had very texture, but it's very texture is very good texture. Okay, so it says, Gemara, Vaksi Varavad Yom Ki Yom Ki Neretz Me'ata. So it sounds like Kineret or Ginosar is on the east bank, not the west bank. So Miata Shnegi Nisario Sayu. Now, were there actually two cities called Ginosar? Now that's not Kefarlach. There are many times like that. Says Mar, no. O law you Elishne Avtonios. Maybe there were two halves of the same city. Kigon Beis Yerach Vitzinbere. Shame Migdalot, which in another context, Shame Migdalos Kinarim. Which are Miglos and Kinarim, which are actually two cities adjacent to each other, and there's a bridge or something between the two of them. So the Mamish is the same city. So really, if it's, you could find a city called Ginosar on the west bank and a city called Ginosar on the east bank, and they might be two separate cities, but they're separated by a bridge or something, okay? That's not relevant to us, a little bit of geography. Now back to Megillah. Chorvakrach, let's say a city got destroyed, Vinasa Shalakum, and now it's a non-Jewish city. Happens, right? So there, what's the status? So can you read in the environs, which are Somuch Venira, which are adjacent thereto, on Tezvot? Says, well, come on, Isa Chamei, come and see. Boin on Koyrin! Yeah, are they reading Megillah in the city? They're not reading Megillah in the city. Uvechutzalo Koyrin? So outside of it, do you read? Now, this is very interesting, because actually, I believe at the time that... 19 years, Yerushalayim was captured, they still read on Tezvot. Right? Aye, the city was Chariv and Nasir Shalakum. So it must be that they relied on the fact that the old city of Yerushalayim extended when it was existed into areas which are now Jewish, like, Meshorim and areas like that, so, or something to that effect, because otherwise I don't know exactly a lot on, because it sounds here like when the city is owned by non-Jews, you actually can't read outside the that area, even in Samuch and Nira on Tezvot.
What did they do before, like 1880 or
or so.
During the mandate?
What?
Before the mandate. What did you do during the Turkish...
Well, they had access.
Jews lived there. Here you're talking about a city that with no Jews.
It was
totally devoid.
Devoid of Jews.
Yeah. The Eir Atika was devoid of Jews for 19 years.
Yeah.
They were only watching it for us. Where does it say you're totally devoid of Jews?
Renounce the Shalakum.
That just means that it's ruled.
No, it means look at the Ritbaz. Ritbaz says there aren't the 10 Jews there. Sorry about learning. The 10 Jews learning Torah. And therefore doesn't have Kedushas Chaimah. But we don't pass on the Yerushalmi. I really didn't pay much attention. I didn't realize, I didn't think of the connection to Yerushalayim until just now.
When Rambam went to Yerushalayim, didn't
he
realize he couldn't get together with Indian people?
Yeah, so he said he read Megillah and Tezvav.
I wonder what he did.
I don't know, but Pashas is that, I have not heard that in those 19 years they didn't read Megillah and Tezvav. All right. In any event, it's a good question, I think. So it says more. Chizkiah Kari Lo Barbosar Tezvav Bo. Chizkiah read in Tveri on the 14th and 15th, which in fact they actually do to his birthday, I think. Choshesh Li the Tani Bar Bishimba the Tani Rishimichai was afraid of that Rishimba Yichai says. Veishkinim Kawar Rishimichai says. Veishkin Mocher Beis Moshav Imkar Beis Moshav Ir Chomas. You know when you sell a house within the walled city, you get up 2 years to redeem it. So Rishimba Yichai said, proudly Tveri, this precludes Tveria, because Tveri only has three walls. Shayam Chomola. It's got one side is the sea. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with that. He would read in Tveria even on Tezvav, only on Tezvav. Karila Beknisha the Kifra, and the old shul in Tveria, Kifra was an old name for Tveria. He read the old shul of Kifra on Tezvav. Varma Hada Yika Tveria Kamai, so here's where Tveria was to begin with. Below Choshesh Lo Adot the Tani Rishim Barichai. Kali Kilu, he didn't care about Rishim Rechai said. Why I said, Kali Hikilu B'Kuriyasa. They were leaning in the Kriyas Megillah that you don't need it precisely four walls. The Tinyatamaka, I'll prove it to you. You know why? Tinyatamaka learned over there, Kosh Lefim and Achoyma, anything which is within the city, the walls of the city, Harei Kabati Arei Choma, is like the walls of the city, Chutz Min Asaros, except for the fields within the city. Mer, Afa Asaros, Mer says also the fields in the city. But in any event, it's got to be anything specifically within the walls of the city. It's got to be within the walls. Yet here, Vitani Kane, here we say by Megillah, Hasamuch Lekrach Vaniri Imo. Even if you're now within the walls, even if you're adjacent to the walls, it looks like you're part of the city. Harei Kayetzibo, you're similar. So therefore, his point is that here, obviously, we're much more lenient than we are by Batei Orechom. Batei Orechom has to be precisely within the walls. And therefore, if you're missing a wall, also it's not walled. Here, no, Mela, as long as you have three walls, even if there's no fourth one, you know, right? So as long as you have more walls, then you're still okay, even if it's not precisely walled on all four sides. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now this is a repeat from the one we just said in Tainus a couple of nights ago. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Migavius, obviously just brought down here because of geography. Migavius and Antipatris. Paris, originally, there were 600,000 cities. Ba'aktanashabayin and smallest among the Haisa Beit Shemesh. Maxibon, once they by Beit Shemesh, when the Aram went through Beit Shemesh, Ba'yachmanche Beit Shemesh, they smote in the people of Beit Shemesh, Kirobar and Hashem, because they saw that Hashem, and 50,000 people were killed. Ve'elim Uruch Achasayu, these are just one side of Beit Shemesh. Obviously the entire area was full of hundreds of thousands, millions of people. However, Kadun today, in At Mavtzala Kine, if you try and fill up the area with 600,000 twigs, Lo Nusba, I cannot hold the 600,000 twigs. So what happened? There used to be so much room, and now there isn't. Amri Chanina, Kuftel Eretz Yisrael contracted. Now, Kol Ayoros, and says the Gemara, all the cities, Shemona Yoshua, which Yoshua counted in Sefer Yoshua, Afilu Mea Einon. There aren't even 100. Actually, they're a little bit more than 100. But the point is that how can you say there were 600,000 cities? Yoshua only mentioned about 100, right? So says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Mukafas Mono. He only counted those which had walls, but there are many other cities which didn't have walls. Rabbi Yeshanina Amar Asmuchas Lasfar Mono. He only counted the cities adjacent to the borders, to the borders between the Shvatim, in order to demarcate the borders. But there are many cities within the borders. Kariyam Asad Rabbi Yeshanina is a post which sits Rabbi Yeshanina and says, Vayikavulam. The borders were Michelef, Vigomer, Katas, Vinal, Nala, Vishamron, Vigyar, Ela, Ubeislechem, Michelef, Cholef, Ubeislechem, Micholef, Machlef, Chelef, Mayalon, Ayalon, Batsananim, and Agnaya, the Kaddish, Vadme, Demina Nekev. He's translating. I don't know exactly where to punctuate here. But it's like Machlef is Chalef, may I alone is I alone, but Sananim is Ananiah, the Kadesh of is the Vadme is the Mina Nekev, Tzaidonav, I don't know punctuate, but these are all place names. We have now Kvaryama Ad Lokum, Lukim, Vikatas, Katinis, Vinaalal, is Maalo, Vishomron is Simunaya, Viarel is Choraya, Beis Lechem is Beis Lechem, Tzaraya, whatever. Rabbi Yachar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, Rabbi Shum, Levi Shem, Rabbi said, Lud the Geicher Hashim, but the Siv Lud the Gesiv Geicher Hashim, Mukafas Chama Mios Yeshua ben Nun, they have a wall before the day of Yeshua ben Nun. But Lama Lo Amar, it should be Lama Lo Amar Nami, why is he mentioned Ono? Ono also has a Siv in the Yeshua, a wall from the Yeshua ben Nun. Says Mar, no, begin the Siv. Because explicitly mentioned in Pasuk in Yoshua. So it's more about Ksiv Lud. Lud is also explicitly mentioned in Pasuk in Yoshua. Visa Maris, yeah, you mentioned it. I'll tell you. You're right. Ela begin the Tninon, when the Mola Ugdor Vadir Vaon of Yushlaim. Since in Erchin, where it talks about where Bate Ore Choma Halach applies, cities on the walled city, mentions their own explicitly. Hechen Kayotze Ibrahim, etc. So therefore, since it mentions there explicitly by Erchin, I didn't have to bother mentioning by Megillah. Not because it's mentioned Yoshua, but because it's already mentioned Mishnayos as having a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun. Okay? Says the Gemara, Voxivu ne al pa'al ovar uv'eber misham v'shemer ubonos onoves lud. Says it was built much later. So both Uno and Lud, Ubnoseh, and the surrounding areas were built from the days by El Pa'al. And El Pa'al was later. It's not from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So says the Gemara, Amelez Rabbi Yossi, you're right. But Abba's Bimei Pilegesh Begiva Charva. It was the destroyed. Lud and Ono were from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. But they were in the area of Binyamin, and when the days of Pilegesh Begiva came about, they were destroyed. And then El Pa'al stood up and rebuilt it. Although that's what it says. At the time of the Pilegesh Begiva, all the cities they found, they went up in fire. Rabbi Chani, Rabbi Shimon Pinchas said, Lud v'Uno, hen hen gei charashim. They are what is called in the Pasuk Ono is what's called in the Pasuk Gei Charashim. So yes, it's not mentioned in the Pasuk, it actually is. It's mentioned in the guise of Gei Charashim.
Lud was in the Chelek of Binyamin?
I guess it's not our Lud.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily our Lud. Yeah, our Lud is obviously not. But their Lud, obviously, it's not necessarily. That our Lud is Lidah. And I'm not sure if it's the same Lud which they had at the time of Chazal. So therefore, it was somewhere probably further to the east. Yeah. So actually, Rabbi Melia Kaplan has a whole essay in which he wants to say Lud was actually towards the Jordan River, the Lud that Chazal is talking about, which makes sense in the concept of the Shev Binyamin. But it's not clear. Okay, we'll stop.